Greetings and salutations again, everybody. Common Sense American is here for one more week, and I hope to continue doing it for lots of weeks, provided I keep getting all of your support. Speaking of which, thank you very much for sending me all your ideas for a podcast to do today. I really was out of ideas this morning. The news cycle is a little stale. I get a little fatigued talking about political and societal issues sort of week in, week out. And sometimes I just want to know what you guys would want to hear me talk about. And I got lots of responses, which is fantastic. So many good talking points that I considered. There are several that I really need to do, especially one on climate change at some point here. But the one that really seemed to rise to the top that I saw most often and also stood out for me was the education system and just how broken it is, and specifically this new Red for Ed movement, which thankfully appears to be being countered by an organization called Purple for Parents, which I had not heard about, but I had heard about Red for Ed, but I guess they're based in Arizona and a group that is sort of rebelling against this Red for Ed. And again, much appreciated for sending me certain links and things on Twitter. And I actually went to their website. The interesting part is they have a website, Purple for Parents, but it failed security connection tests, so it won't show it for me. That could just be because I do have maybe inordinately high privacy settings on my computer. So, you know, I wouldn't read too much into that. But I was able to go to their Facebook page and, you know, learn a little bit more about who these, what this organization is and, you know, what they're really rebelling against. And, you know, it's, I also have that video, which is great. It was posted by, originally by Michelle. And then, you know, retweeted after that by a lot of people. Twitter account JMCD, or is it JMCD, possibly, showed it to me. It's the video of the teacher saying that she was fired for, you know, speaking out and saying this is what's happening in our schools today. And this is what's starting to worry me. It's not so much that there is this anti-everything movement, you know, anti-American movement, you know, anti-free speech movement. That is concerning enough. What's more concerning is that people are being punished for even bringing it up. Not just that they're saying we don't like it or we don't agree with it or anything like that. They're being punished for bringing it up at all. Apparently, she was fired. And she says in the video there that she was fired simply because it was making the school look bad and she was not speaking truthfully. You know, I'm not bad at reading people. I have a psychology degree. I have been an editor and writer and journalist for over 15 years. I have an idea of what it looks like when somebody is lying or when they're not really sure, especially when they're all alone and just sort of speaking to a camera. It tends to be obvious. There are a lot of tells that they give away. That woman seems pretty sincere to me. Now, I am not about to say, okay, every school has this problem. It's endemic. It's systemic. Everyone needs to rise up against this because it's invaded all our schools. I don't know if that's true. There could be some schools that are holding out against this. Obviously, the entire education system is hugely liberal. So I would assume that it's getting a pretty good foothold, this Red for Ed crap, right? But I don't want to go out too far and say that, you know, it's invading everywhere. However, if we say nothing, it appears that that's what's going to happen. Now, I have said for a long time that schools need to be schools. Schools need to talk about, you know, they need to teach math and history and English. Yes, social studies to some extent. We're talking about a classical education, in my view, blended with maybe some more modern views, possibly. It's probably the best way to do it. But we have people graduating who can barely read or write. We have been tumbling down the education charts in terms of rankings for years, decades. And liberals seem to think that this is all just okay. They seem to think that we're still being progressive. If progressive means going backwards, then yes, they're accurate. I guess this is opposite day, because we are going backwards and have been going backwards on the education front. That is bad enough. But when you have teachers and people involved at that level who work in it, standing up and saying, this is what is happening. This is what's going on with our children. This is what's happening in schools. They are not only, they're not teaching just, you know, the basics anymore. They're not just, and sometimes they're not even doing that. You know, they put the emphasis on these social programs. They are turning into social workers, and worse, to some extent, they're turning into, well, you could make the argument, liberal professors pushing an agenda, pushing an ideology. And it's a perfect place to do it because kids' minds are very impressionable. It's the right time to do it. They're not really questioning authority at that point in time. That is when you get them. That is when you start pushing it on them. So it makes sense that this Red Fred movement is there and focusing on young children, because by the time they get older, by the time they go into high school and college, they are going to be sworn foot soldiers of the left. And if, God forbid, they go to college and get out of college, they are just going to be absolutely nuts. And, you know, people have made a good point, which is, no, these teachers shouldn't be doing this in the first place. They shouldn't be doing anything. I don't think they should be pushing an ideology even I would agree with, whether it be, you know, conservative or independent. I don't think they should be pushing any ideology or any, you know, culture stance or anything like it. Shut up and teach the subjects. You know what I mean? Get the kids in there. Have them learn what they need to know, including, you know, like I said, a classical education blended with life skills, for example, which so many kids seem to be lacking these days, and keep the rest of it out. That is not your job. That is the parent's job. Now, I know, I am well aware that parenting has taken a steep dive in the recent past. I know it. I see it. We all see it. We have children basically raising children because they never grew up. Immaturity is at an all-time high. Again, because of the liberal agenda, because the everything is okay, because you don't really have to excel or try or exceed or really even do anything to be productive for society, which leads to 40-year-old children, which is what we've got a lot of. So it's no surprise that children are already basket cases, already have the deck stacked against them when they go to school. Right now, at first, I think teachers were sort of responding to this. You have kids. When I was in school, the majority of kids lived at home with their biological mother and father. That is not the case anymore. And the breakdown of the nuclear family, which we are seeing, you know, again, over the years, and it's really painful to watch, that has caused so many problems, including this, right? That has caused teachers to sort of go, well, we have kids showing up without socks. One of my aunts is a teacher, actually a couple of them are, and they will say that they have a box in the classroom for extra socks because kids will literally show up with no socks and shoes. This is the level of parenting that we've reached. Zero anything. Discipline, care, providing, nothing. It's ridiculous. Now, I can understand teachers wanting to be kind-hearted and saying, okay, well, we got to pick up the slack here, these poor kids. You know, have such a terrible home life, we got to do something. You know, food and clothing, apparently that's falling on us now because parents aren't doing a goddamn thing. Now, I understand that, and it is true. However, when you start playing with their minds, that's a whole different thing. And here's the thing. That teacher said in that video that you can't opt a child out of it. You can't say, no, I have no interest in having my child be indoctrinated by you. I don't agree with that. That has nothing to do with education. No, I don't want that. You can't do that. And couple that with the news I saw last week about how they're talking about basically saying if you homeschool a child in certain states, or maybe it was one state, that you have to abide by a certain government-mandated curriculum. If you're homeschooled. Now, this is a ridiculous invasion of the house and parenting and invasion of privacy and big government and big, you know, big brother breathing down your neck, which, again, I always thought liberals were against, but, you know, they were hypocrites, I guess, back in the 60s, and they still are. And that is the problem. They're giving you no recourse. There's no way out. It was even starting to rear its ugly head when I was a little younger. My younger brother, my youngest brother, actually, who's 13 years younger than I am, my mother learned that they were going to be talking about condoms and sex and all that in first grade when he was six. And my mother said, no, to hell no, that's not happening. You tell me what day that's going to happen, and I'll be keeping him out of school. And what they did was they basically changed the day that it's happened, that it was happening, never told her, and my brother ended up seeing it all anyway. And that's just flat-out manipulation, because I heard a lot of parents complained, and they were going to do the same thing. They were going to keep their kids out of school, and the school switched the day and didn't tell anybody. Now, that was, again, that was the start. That was a while back. That was probably, you know, that was probably 20 years ago. And we're seeing it on a bigger level now. And, you know, when you've got teachers standing up in front of a camera or just going to the press or writing articles or saying, look, this, you won't believe how bad this has gotten. We have entire little seminars where kids are herded into a class and basically, I wouldn't say brainwashed, but there's not a better word for it because, again, they're very impressionable. They're taught to sort of parrot back things that teachers say and to learn them and say, okay, this is going to be on a test. I need to know what this is. And they are being, you know, in their minds that what that teacher says at the front of the class is a fact. And you don't question that when you're 7, 8, 9 years old. You're not supposed to, and you don't. And you really don't have the maturity to do it anyway. And that is why it's such a perfect breeding ground. And Purposeful Parents apparently seems to be pushing back against this in a lot of ways. And again, I do want to stress that I don't believe there should be any such sort of conditioning of children in school, whether I agree with it or not. That's not the point. The point is that shouldn't be there in the first place. And yes, again, I know parents aren't really doing their jobs anymore. I get it. But this is above and beyond. This is not just teachers acting like social workers and trying to give them clothes and food because their parents won't do it. And they're all, you know, deadbeats and children. Yeah, okay, there's that. But this is going way beyond that. Plus, you add on top of it the scary thing where they're trying to take parents out of the equation. They're saying that you don't have a say in this now. This is how it's going to be. You don't like it? Too bad. And, you know, if you're not familiar, you should also take a look at how the state deals with parents and like difficult children who may have, you know, developmental disabilities or things they were born with that make them potentially a danger to themselves and others. The parents are so stripped of the decision-making process. They're basically erased out of it. It's scary what they can and can't do, what they can and can't say, how much control the state government has over such a situation. Now, that's bad enough. You should look into that. It's terrible. That's starting to come against everything that we know and learn as parents. Parents are supposed to be in charge of the children. That is the way this works. You don't put the school in charge of the children. That's the same as putting the government in charge of the children. They have them for, what, 6, 7, 8 hours a day. They're supposed to be teaching them, supposed to be giving them an education, a foundation on which they build their own ideas and they interpret and make their own decisions. That's not what's happening here. Purposeful Parents is saying that is not what's going on. What's going on is they are being told to follow a set of parameters that only basically liberals would abide by. They're being indoctrinated on in terms of what, you know, how freedom of speech should operate, in terms of what American history really, quote unquote, really is. You know, Trump being bad, the Trump administration, how evil it is. The things like illegal immigration and things like that as to how important it is and to how nothing should be illegal. The globalism agenda is seeping in there. And if you look at entertainment geared towards children and teens, you know, that, for example, the Freeform channel, which was once the Family Channel, don't get me into the whole psychological process behind changing the Family Channel to Freeform channel. I think it's pretty obvious, but I digress. If you look at the shows that are being pushed on our youth from that channel, take a look at them. They all have gay, transgender, they're all pro-illegal immigration, and they're jamming it. It's a straight narrative. It's not veiled in any way. It's not subtle. It is right in your face and cannot be missed and as clear as day. And for our youth, that is the message that they're getting. They're getting it everywhere. They're getting it in their media, They're getting it in entertainment. Now they're getting it in schools. I am not one to jump on board conspiracy theories. And just as a side note here, if you really want to feed me a theory that is kind of outlandish and doesn't have any real substance behind it besides some random crazy article you found in the dark corners of the internet, written by some dude in his basement. Look, like I said, I am a journalist. I have been a professional in that vein for a long time. And the bottom line is, yeah, most of these are crackpot theories that never pan out. So don't be coming at me with that kind of stuff. I'm perfectly willing to question and to look at things and go, yeah, that seems suspicious to me. This seems wrong. We have to look at this more closely. But there are levels I will not jump to. So please bear that in mind. If I'm not responding to you or I'm not, it's basically me saying, I think you're kind of bat crap crazy and I'm sorry, but you don't really have any concrete evidence on this. You have something you think is concrete evidence, but when you trace it back far enough to original sources, you start to realize just how unfounded it is. Again, but that being said, what we have here, we have enough evidence, I think, for state and federal government to jump in here. And, you know, it's going to have to be, you know, the GOP. It's going to have to be the Republican side because Democrats love this crap. Somebody somewhere is going to have to say, we have to look into this. If there is a separation of church and state in schools, there needs to be a separation of government and schools. We cannot have that in there. It's becoming a big, big, big problem because this is the future of our country. And Red for Ed is, in my view, from what I understand of this, that is a full-blown indoctrination procedure. Like I said, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but it's difficult to see it any other way. I don't see any other way to interpret it. You're not teaching them facts. You are teaching them opinion as fact, which is really what the media has been doing also for some years. This is a serious issue. You are telling the youth, yes, this is the way it is. This is the way you should think. They're not telling them, 2 + 2 = 4. They're saying, this is the way the world is or should be, and you need to agree with this. And by the way, any teacher that speaks out against it obviously is in line for punishment, obviously will be silenced or suppressed in some way. That is all wrong. That is wrong in 100 different ways. That should never be allowed. And the reason that shouldn't be allowed is because that is infringing on freedom of speech, the First Damn Amendment. That is the big reason why. It is infringing on anybody's right to stand up and say, I don't agree with what you're doing with our children. That should be a pretty basic right. And if we're being denied that right, then we're being denied just about everything. They're telling parents you can and can't do this with your kids. I mean, it's not like they're telling, random citizens who are childless and saying, well, this is how we're going to be handling schools. Citizens have a say in that. Yes, that's true. But it's even more egregious when you tell parents, oh, no, you don't have a say in how we're going to be handling your child between such and such hours every day. That's insane. That cannot be allowed. We have enough evidence. We have enough people stepping up and saying this is wrong. Someone needs to look at this. Just look at it. You're going to have to. This is something that needs to be addressed. And what you're seeing more and more kids being homeschooled. And again, look at the response. Like I said, you're seeing the response is, oh, well, you're going to bring your kid home to homeschool? Fine. We're going to start passing laws that say you have to teach them this at home. It's like you can't run. It's like you can't get away. No. The government will follow you wherever you go. And again, we're not telling you, oh, you have to teach them algebra. They have to know algebra by, age 14 or something. No, that's not what they're saying. They're not giving you a set of goals that say they have to reach this, this, and this. No, they're saying this is how you have to teach this kid in terms of ideas and ideology and culture and opinion. This is what is truth, even though, again, subjective, but we're going to say it's objective and we're going to teach it as such. That cannot happen. That really cannot happen. And our education system is already busted. It has been producing horribly useless people for a long time. I'm not saying it's everybody. I'm not blanketing the whole thing here, but it's obvious. The numbers are way down. We have been dumbing down tests and standardized tests for decades because we think that that's the best way to do it. It's putting a band-aid on this growing cancer. It's not working. We need to get back to personal achievement and ambition and real education. None of this is working. A. B. It's wrong. It's anti-constitutional. That's all it is. This cannot happen. You cannot continue to take rights away from parents and from citizens. That can't happen. Schools and state governments and federal governments already have too much power, and now they want even more power. And this is the power to suppress you. No. Big no. I don't think I'm the only one who says that. That is my piece on that. I would strongly suggest looking into Red for Ed, looking into Purple for Parents, looking into organizations that are standing up against this. And, you know, doing the research, standing up, saying something. Because if we don't, they're going to, this is not going to go well. It's really not. And once again, I say be active. Don't just go on social media. Don't go on Twitter and complain about it. Do something, right? Especially if you have children. So that'll be it for this week. I may use one of your other ideas for next week. I don't know. I'll take a look. And again, please follow me on Twitter. Subscribe. It's always free. No ads. No explicit content. None of that. You don't have to download anything. It's great to just click and stream little 20-minute shows while you're browsing about online. If you do iTunes, a great review is really helpful. You know, those 5-star reviews are very helpful. Follow me on Facebook as well. And again, I much appreciated all your support. And I will see you again next week. Thank you.